In the book of Romans, Paul sets forth his most complete and detailed explanation of the Christian life. He defines the gospel. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Romans. Man is made right with God, not by the law of Moses, but by the mercy of Christ. It cannot be a matter of keeping the law, because man, in his sinful nature, is unable to live up to the high standards of the law of God, which is an expression of God's holiness. In Paul's analysis, man's standing before God does not rest on what man does, but on what Christ has done for him. And based on what Christ has done for us, he is worthy of our wholehearted allegiance, loyalty, and devotion. Paul expounds the great doctrines of justification, sanctification, and glorification. The effect of these profound truths on everyone, Jew and Gentile alike, produces a powerful influence in the world. It was the foundation and bulwark of the Reformation. It is a great compass to guide us through the maze of false teaching that is rampant in the world today. It is Paul's letter to sinful mankind as it is. It points out how hopeless and helpless people can find deliverance in Christ and what this deliverance includes. It all focuses on one point, the cross of Christ. There are parts of Romans that some people find hard to understand. This is because in some parts of the letter, he deals with a problem that to us is no problem at all. When Paul wrote the letter, it was a live, burning issue. The question was, could a Gentile become a Christian without becoming a Jew first? Today, of course, no one thinks in those terms. In fact, we normally think of Christianity as a Gentile religion. But we must remember that Christianity started among the Jewish people and was made up of people from that religion. There were powerful Jewish leaders of that day who were determined that it was going to stay that way. The Jews believed that the law of Moses was the final expression of the will of God, and therefore every man alive was obligated to live under that law. For that reason, one of the great doctrines of this epistle is that of justification by faith. He announces it as a simple truth. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He sets it forth in this epistle as in no other. Step by step, he systematically unfolds the great truths of Christ. Justification implies that a person who has been charged with a crime has established his innocence and is therefore justified and set free. The first part of Romans declares that the whole world is under the condemnation of the law. He goes on to bring us the good news that even though the law may condemn us, there is an answer in Jesus Christ. In the latter part of the book, he calls upon us to submit our lives to the will of God, as revealed in Jesus Christ. As we live in harmony with God, the call goes forth to live in harmony with each other, as brothers and sisters in Christ. Study the book of Romans for a good foundation in the Christian faith.